We play and call it work.
Mini Wargamer Dave here from MiniWargamer.com. Welcome, Wargamers, to another Sit and Talk. For next week's comments, leave your comments for Chris. If you want to leave me a comment on this video, put @Dave and then ask me a question again. But next week will be Chris, so please direct your questions to Chris for next week. I'm going to jump right into the comments. Sticky Blue Toffee says, Dave, by the time your Sit and Talk is published, Warhammer Live, GW's own website show, will be started offering something similar to MWG, Narrative and Regular Games. Have you and Matt discussed this, and if it causes any concerns for your business? For myself, I'm interested to see what they do. But my loyalty to the excellent high-quality content you put out will not be diminished at all. Very good question. It's very relevant. It's very pertinent to what's going on right now. I thought about this when I saw it, and I have subscribed. We have subscribed here at Mini Wargaming to GW Live Bat Reps and their content. And the reason why we have done this is because we want to support them. And we want to support them because if they get more people into the hobby, then more people will watch Mini Wargaming and more people will watch the other channels that are out there that exist that support this awesome hobby of ours. It can only be a good thing that GW, the creators, the progenitors, the inventors of this awesome hobby that we love so much, provide us with the supplementary material in terms of this media entertainment in the form of battle reports. It just makes sense for them to do it. It is my personal opinion that they should have done it many years ago, that they should have been doing it this whole time. But for whatever reason, they weren't making battle reports, and they have recently started. I'm very happy about this. We are very happy about this. We think it's a fantastic thing. It's a very good thing. We are not concerned. We don't think that, oh, people are going to go away from Mini Wargaming and watch Games Workshop stuff. It's kind of like, it's like having Netflix and having Apple TV as an example. I'm just throwing it out there, okay? Like, people get multiple cable subscriptions. They don't just do one. They have cable in addition to Netflix, or they have the internet and they have Netflix and they have other things. It's more. It's just more entertainment, right? Because sometimes when people watch videos on Mini Wargaming, they may not necessarily want to watch the video of that day. For example, if people are into Warhammer 30K and the posted video of that day is a fantasy battle report, they may not want to watch that. They may go somewhere else to watch something, or they may want to watch an older video that is Warhammer 30K or 40K or something, just as an example. So it can only be a good thing that they are now supporting this awesome hobby of ours. That was a really long answer for a very simple question, but I think it was probably the most important question. I haven't read any of the questions, so I don't know. I'm just saying that, but it was a very good question. So thank you very much, Sticky Blue Toffee, for your question. And thank you very much also by being a Vault member and helping to support us. And wow, I'm like supercharged right now. I haven't taken a breath this whole time. It's like a good 4 minutes. Just keep on talking. Next question. Miso says, Day, more film questions. Why did you choose a prequel to The Rangers as a movie project? Have you found shooting fantasy difficult as you have to have all the costumes and sets looking correct? Do you think you will make another movie after this? If so, will you try a different genre? Do you and Matt take it in turns as to who has time off to pursue fun or family stuff? Matt, new baby, you film? Making a narrative film, have you found yourself becoming more interested in camera moves, lenses? Making a narrative film, have you found yourself tracking shots and other film techniques? Have you watched Seven Samurai, Hidden Fortress, or Shogun Assassin yet? And if not, why not? Best. That was a lot of stuff in there. I'll do my best to try to answer what you said there. First off, thank you, Miso, for the question. It was fantastic. So hopefully the answer satisfies the question. Why did I choose a prequel to The Rangers? This is the reason why. Ron Newcomb, the creator of The Rangers, the director of The Rangers as Shadow Rising, fantastic guy. He is my brother in arms. Love him to death. I got his back. He's got my back. He gave me permission to use my character in his movie, in my own film. And the two conditions applied. One, it needed to be an origin story to what he created already so that it wouldn't conflict or interfere with the stuff that he is writing in the future. Makes total sense. The other condition was my character couldn't die, for obvious reasons. Because if my character died, it would make no sense that my character is in his movie and in subsequent movies. So those are the reasons why it was a prequel. It's plain and simple. If you found shooting fantasy difficult, is you have to have all the costumes and sets looking correct. It certainly is difficult. There's no easy thing about it. You can't cut corners. You can't cheap out on quality. And good thing I have OCD when it comes to this stuff, because you really want to make this stuff look right, and you really want to pay attention to all of the details, because it's my personal opinion, that it's in the details that you win. It's in the details that you will create a story, craft a story, and tell a story that is convincing and realistic, and that people can watch it and appreciate it and find empathy with, because it speaks to them and it's real to them. If you're creating something, unless it's a comedy, and it comes across as like not serious because you don't take yourself serious, and it's kind of like the suspension of disbelief is not lost, and I think I said that right. It's harder to believe what is being sold on the screen if it's not serious without the intention of it being not serious, if that makes sense. So, yeah, we spent a lot of time on the costumes. We spent a lot of time on the makeup and everything. We spent a lot of time in the details of the film, and it's incredibly important to me that all of that translate and make sense afterwards, because once it's done, it's done. It's immortalized in that film, and it cannot be changed or altered forever. So, meant a lot to me. Do you think that you will make another movie after this? If so, we tried a different genre. I will make another movie after this. I know myself. I know how much I love doing this and how much I have loved the process of doing it. So I will definitely make another movie. What genre? I don't know yet. It could be a sci-fi. It could be a comedy. It could be another fantasy. It could be a mixed genre of action, adventure, comedy, sci-fi, fantasy. I don't know. It's the project. It goes project by project, and whatever the project speaks to me, that's the one that I choose. So I do have this idea for a board game / movie. And the movie is about the board game that a group of people play, and the board game is about the board game that is played in the movie. So it's a real board game in real life that will be created and sold on Mini Wargaming afterwards. And that very same board game is the board game that is played in the movie. And incidentally, the name of the board game is the name of the movie. And it's just fun. It's called Kung Fu Viking. So I play the Kung Fu Viking because I am half Chinese and I'm half Swedish. So it's fitting for what I am and what I think is funny. It's definitely a comedy, and that definitely speaks to my roots, because everything that I do has a tinge of not seriousness in it. The Rangers is very serious. There's really no cutting corners around the seriousness of it. It talks about capturing children, and it talks about killing villagers, and you know, you can't really make a joke. Well, if you do, it's incredibly morbid. And okay, anyway, this is a comedy. And so it's and it involves everyone here at Mini Wargaming as well. So in addition to it being a board game and a film, it's going to be, I want there to be miniatures in the game, and I want there to be miniatures of us here in the office. Because us here in the office, we are the characters in the game, and we have special powers and special abilities. I just think it'd be a blast. I think it'd be fantastic. I think that we can create fantastic looking miniatures and just have a lot of fun with. Because there's a lot of games out there that exist. I love the cooperative play style of games, like Pandemic or Zombicide, or the new Rangers board game that is being created right now, that is part of the existing Kickstarter. When you watch this video, there will be 3 or 4 days left on the Kickstarter for the Rangers Bloodstone, the movie, the feature film movie that I'm creating. And attached to that Kickstarter is the board game that's been unlocked. So I think that with the cooperative play, there's a lot of potential there, and a lot of fun, a lot of room for expansion, a lot of reasons for having miniatures in the game. And I think it'd be really neat if there were different options too in the game for different items and war gear that your character can have and they can collect throughout the game. I think that'd be really neat. I've never seen a game where through the course of the game you're able to pick up different items and it's on a miniature and the items become part of the miniature and you attach them to the miniature. Maybe that exists, I just haven't seen it. That doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, just because I haven't seen it. I just personally have not seen it. And so I think that'd be really fun to do. Right? Now, there's also, obviously, there's other games where you pick up items. Maybe it's in the form of a card. You put a card on you and you attach a card to your character or so forth. But an actual casted miniature item that is attached to your character, and hobbyists could have a wild time with this because they can convert them up, they can magnetize them, and maybe there's a way that we can create a way to actually incorporate that in the game. And these are just thoughts right now. I'm just kind of spitballing right now. It doesn't necessarily have to be the be-all and all of the game in the very end, but I just think it'd be really neat. And in the very least, if it is the type of game where the characters collect items, even in the form of cards, that would be really cool too, because then that changes what happens in the game. That changes the dynamics in every single game that you play. Every time you play, it's different. And so that'd be quite fun. That'd be a lot of fun. Do we take turns? Do Matt and I take turns as to who takes time off to pursue fun or family stuff? Matt, new baby, you film. It kind of seems to work that way. That's not necessarily how we plan it, but that it just has worked that way. I remember last year he went to the UK. We actually both planned on going to the UK at the same time, but I didn't go because why didn't I go? There was a reason why my wife and I didn't go with he and his wife. And I think it was because we had a baby and we couldn't get babysitting for that amount of time. I don't remember the exact reason. All I know is that we had to go separately. So we went separately. So Matt and his wife went first and my wife and myself went afterwards a few months later. It was fantastic. So it happened to work that way. Matt had a baby. Matt's wife had a baby. And a little bit later, then I made the movie, and I'm doing the Kickstarter. So it's really just all random. It's just whatever happens, happens, and we support each other, and we bolster each other up when each other is having something big happen in each other's lives, whether it be in the form of a movie or a baby or you name it. And the best though is when we collaborate on the same project, then the forces of chaos cannot contain the awesomeness. Go on to the next question. Ed Markle says, Dave, go up to Quirk and rub his mohawk and say, soft. It would be so funny. Your wish is my command. Soft. Dude, not gonna lie, man. That was really weird. It's kind of funny, though. Thank you. That made my day. Quirk had the funniest face after. It was pretty awesome. Dad of Wargaming says, Dave, I think Deffy should join you about now, or if you read this before filming, sit and talk from the beginning. Well, now it's time for you to join Sit and Talk. If you've never heard of Sit and Talk before, this is where we sit and talk to the mini Wargamers, and we respond to their questions, and we get to know what they think, and we get to know what they want. And right now, they want you to sit with me and read the questions. How would you like to do it? Is it a good plan? I like this. So, Crazy 4394. Dave, first off, you and Quirk like the Deadpool model? I forgot to ask on his sit and talk. Second, have you heard anything new about Battlefleet Gothic getting new tabletop minis? Great channel. I appreciate all you guys do. I know that Quirk likes Deadpool. About the Deadpool mini, this sounds oddly familiar, so my guess is that it's yes is the answer to your question. In terms of Battlefleet Gothic, we have a bunch of models. They are about 10 feet behind me right now. They're on the shelf, and at a certain point in time, there may be a campaign associated with it. Oh, is that a cat that was just let out of bag? And in the future, just watch out for it. New Year. Look for it in the New Year. That a Wargamer. Dave, a few things. First, On the KS Space Marine Predator, are the Predator sprues the same as Imperial ones, the turret and sponsons, or are they different? Having the chaotic gun barrel things already on them, I'm starting a Thousand Suns army. Would kind of like to know this before I mess up my Predator when I get it at Christmas. Second, what was your first 40K model or squad, and your first 40K model or squad? What's your favorite current 40K Chaos model? And what's your least favorite? What is your favorite personal model? Okay, so go back to first. First, about the Predator. I know that the Predator box is different from the regular Predator box. And the reason why is because you got embellishments on the end of the gun barrels and so forth. So get the Chaos Predator box if you want it to look like a Chaos Predator. Absolutely. You also get the special emblems that you can put on the side and the marks of chaos and so forth and the spikes. All of that is in the Chaos Space Marine box. Second, what was the first 40K model or squad? It was Chaos Space Marines. It was in the global set. It was a big set. It came with Deffy. He's part of that set. What's your... what was your first 40K model or squad? And your first 40K model or squad? I think that's the same question. But Deffy was like the second thing I ever put together and painted. So he's near and dear to me. And you always will be. What's your favorite current 40K Chaos model, and what's your least favorite? My current favorite, aside from Deffy, because he is favorite, I would say probably Nurgle Bikers in the Death Guard Vectorium. They are awesome, I tell you, man. Fielded them yesterday, and they are absolutely out of this world. Can't even tell you how awesome they are. I love it. Least favorite? Least favorite... Chaos model. Least favorite would have to be the one that I never bring. What don't I ever bring? For a long time, Possess was not my favorite. Who was my least favorite? What don't I ever bring? If I had to choose between some... Maybe Hellbrute? I don't know. It's weird. It's like asking out of your children, who's your least favorite child? I was thinking about something that I probably shouldn't have even thought of. I was going to say said, but I didn't say it, so I didn't say it. Doesn't count. I don't have a least favorite. I have favorites, and then all the rest are equally awesome to me. I don't have a least favorite. I can't think of it. Maybe it's just a straight-up HQ sorcerer, because I never bring one. That's got to be the answer. So let's go with that. And what's your favorite personal model? What's the difference between... Dude, Horus is awesome. Like, he is an amazing looking model, and he's amazing on the battlefield. There's everything about Horus is just amazing. Now, Magnus is a close second. Magnus is really cool, not gonna lie. Third, you can join any legion in the Great Crusade. Which is it? Which would it be? I would be Thousand Suns Librarian or Terminator Armor. Well, apparently, I would be a Master of the Forge, because I like to create chaotic gifts of fervor. Thought of the day, is Matt really Alpharius and Steve really Omegon? Steve's got the build of a Primarch. Matt could pull off Alpharius because of just how weirdly awesome and deceptive the narrative games he GMs get. Excellent, thank you. Thank you for saying all that good stuff about my brethren here. N. Wolf says, Dave, first off, fantastic news on the Kickstarter. Secondly, which Traitor Legion makes the coolest kill team? Ooh, that's a good question. Don't actually know the answer to that one. Which one would make the coolest kill team? Coolest kill team. The coolest or the best and strongest? Are they synonymous? If they're not synonymous, then what would make the coolest one? You know, right off the bat, I'm going to have to say Zeench would make a pretty cool team just because of the Psykers. Ironically, I just told you my least favorite model, and here I go say, oh, they make the coolest team. Oh, the Psykers. You know, Death Guard? Death Guard would definitely be really cool, I think. Yeah, they would be the best thing that you could bring, because if you bring them as part of the detachment, but it's a kill team, so what you get there is Feel No Pain, Fearless, Relentless. And with those special rules, you can have a squad of Havocs run around with their special weapons. Since you have Relentless, you can just shoot things like crazy. You can still get your Feel No Pain. And since they're also part of the detachment, any Feel No Pain rolls of 1, you get to reroll. Amazing. Toughness 5 because of Nurgle. You kind of can't go wrong on that. So I'm going to have to go with Nurgle on this one. They're the most survivable at that stage. So this is all I have time for right now for the Sit and Talk on YouTube. I will be continuing this conversation and discussion in the Mini War Gaming Vault. If you're not a Vault member, I invite you to click on that link below, sign up for a 7-day free trial to the Mini War Gaming Vault. You gain instant access to all of the videos in the Vault when you do so. When you get a Silver Vault membership, that is. If you get a Bronze, you don't get access to the painting tutorials. It's a big difference. You guys got to know that. So all the stuff that Chris makes and the stuff that Janine makes that's in the Vault, all those painting tutorials, the hundreds upon hundreds of painting tutorials that are in the Vault. It's crazy. It's been that long now since they've been doing it. And so years of compilations. So there's a whole library in there. You get that in the Silver Vault membership. And you get to see everything else as well. The narrative campaigns, behind the scenes, battle reports, you name it. It's in the Vault. Thousands of videos we have in the Vault, man. Been doing it for years. So that's the beauty of it. Can you imagine, though, if we didn't have that? If we had, like, maybe 20 videos? It'd be a little bit harder to sell the Vault, right? If we only had 20 videos. But we have thousands of videos in the Vault. That is weeks upon weeks upon weeks upon weeks of making videos and videos and videos for years and years and years and multiple people doing it. That's why we've grown so big in the Vault, to have that much content in the Vault. And it's because of you guys. It's because of the Vault members. Were it not for the Vault members, we would not be making any videos. We would not survive. We would not exist. So they help to support us. Just know that. Every time you watch a Mini Wargaming video, think to yourself, if it wasn't for the Vault, they wouldn't exist and they wouldn't be there. Because we had to close our store many a year ago because gaming manufacturers had changed their policy, so we had to stop selling product online, and that was it. And we thought, well, what are we going to do? So let's see if we can focus on content and maybe have a Vault membership to help support us. And it's been great ever since. So thank you, Vault members, for supporting us. Really appreciate it. That was way longer than I've ever explained it. So I'll see you in the Vault. To click on the link below for that discussion of Sit and Talk and Happy Wargaming.